You're listening to SBS News.
Last year, a group of female Afghani footballers weren't just wondering if they'd play football for their country again, but whether they would get out of Kabul alive. They arrived in Australia on protection visas. They asked SBS News not to release their full names over fears their presence here playing sport may cause their families problems back home. Former Sal, who was just 18 when she fled Afghanistan 8 months ago, leaving the country was a difficult experience to live through.
I went to airport and that was such a bad day because we was outside and there was Taliban and they shoot it everywhere. They had the guns and they fired. They hit some of our teammates that they went from Taliban gate, and we spoke with one of Australian soldiers and he told that you should wait here, we're gonna come back and pick you up.
Human rights activist and former Socceroo Craig Foster is happy to have played a part in persuading the Australian government to offer the athletes protection visas. Mr. Foster is pleased the team is now ready to take the field in the Victorian State League, and he believes their story sends an important message about equal rights for women here and around the world.
This team, among many other, particularly women Afghans, were at extreme risk across in Kabul. And of course, the right to play sport in Afghanistan is outlawed for women, much like, you know, the right to school and education. So we're delighted to have this team here in Australia. We're sure that they're going to be here for good. And I'm delighted that they're now not just playing in Australia, but also becoming a global symbol for women's rights, the right to play sport for not just Afghan women, but women all around the world.
The opening match is something to look forward to, but it's also made many in the team think about their loved ones back home. The team's 20-year-old goalkeeper, Fatima, says her family will be at the forefront of her mind.
We don't have our family right now, and they're still in Afghanistan, and we got separated back in airport. It's really like amazing because my mom was like so much supporting me so much in my life, and especially in football career.
Melbourne Victory has taken the team under its wing and given the players access to first-class facilities, training equipment and coaching. The club's managing director is Caroline Carnegie, and she says the club's involvement in getting the team to the starting line hasn't just been about sporting considerations.
We have, you know, sports professionals, but we also have mental health support, and we also have health and wellbeing and nutrition support, and across the broad range of those things, along with our partners who help with education, we have employment placement for the girls and all of those sorts of things. We're able to provide them with hopefully all the skills that they need to get back onto the world stage.
And for Mersal, representing her country again, albeit on a different stage, is something she's excited about.
We're going to play under the name of Afghanistan Women's Team, and it's really amazing for all of us.
Mr. Foster says the team's journey is one that might also change perceptions in Australia of persecuted people who are fleeing their homeland.
To see them here now stepping onto the football field as a team, you know, and still feeling though they're representing Afghanistan in exile, if you like, is an incredibly powerful moment that this team can become a symbol of a new era, a better era of Australia's treatment of all refugees.
John Baldock, SBS News.